Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Friday. You don't have plans, or if you do have plans, cancel them and go see Nick tonight if you're in the Omaha area.
Yes, I'll be at Nebraska Brewing Company at 8 p.m. with John Tom and Tyler Walsh.
In the Iowa area. In
Dunlap, Iowa, tomorrow at the Gold Slipper.
In that area, because Iowa's a big state. And if you're in the Kansas area.
I'll be in Kansas. I'll be in Wichita, Barleycorns, Friday, October 1st, and at Hutchinson, the Red Shed Music
Out of
video.
Hutchinson, Kansas, the
You got to work on it. I didn't jump.
But you got to do that bit in Hutchinson. You got to do it.
It'll be Friday, October 22nd.
If they're coming to see you and they listen to us on T95, they're going to know the hut bit.
Yeah.
All right. You got to do a show with McPherson someday. So you can say that. Okay. See what they think about that. Good to be here, McPherson.
They love it.
Yeah. Sorry, I spit everywhere, but I don't have COVID.
Well, nobody's going to use that mic ever again after about a half an hour from now.
I don't have COVID anymore, so I could spit anywhere I want.
Right. Yeah, if all goes according to plan, this is the last segment in here.
I just realized that.
Yeah.
You know, since we moved to this city years ago, this will be our third studio we're leaving. I'm not really emotional about leaving studios.
No.
Our new studio, because the show's just, we're all going to be together again Monday, just a different studio. And this studio, at least every time we do it, it seems like we move someplace cooler.
Yeah.
Because the first place, it was okay, but the second place was a really big, huge studio. It was different for
bigger
us.
Bigger than we needed.
Right.
That place was cavernous.
But it was big. It felt cool to be in it.
Yeah.
And they designed this particular, built this room for us, too.
Yeah.
And we moved over here. We liked it. Still don't mind this area, the studio, but the new one's modern and hip and a better part of town, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be different.
Yeah.
Well,
but once again, I'm not sentimental. Yeah. I don't give a crap.
When I started doing this.
My contract's only until the end of this year anyway, so.
And changing jobs every 6 months, I learned not to get too attached to a studio.
Yeah.
And I never have been.
Well, mainly because the audience doesn't care.
Right.
They don't care where you're at. It's not like some set they're looking at.
No.
You know? But yeah, you're right, Nick. It is last segment here. Let's make it the best ever, Craig. Too late.
Ooh.
Boy, they've all been so good.
It's a very
that's
high bar.
That's how we go with that.
Yep. Yeah.
That's how we go with that.
No, it's 9 years of broadcasting out of the studio, Craig.
Yeah.
Make it be good.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
Let's see. That's how we'll start.
That's
some video we're going
to
put up.
That's a perfect way to start. Didn't read anything from that sheet. Just put it right in the bin.
It's a slow build.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Some video we're going to put up.
Okay.
According to AL.com, that's Alabama.
All right.
At the University of Alabama at Birmingham, UAB.
Alabama's going down!
UAB this past Tuesday, witnesses said there's a couple campus preachers out there But they were carrying offensive signs. One of the signs said something about women belonging in the kitchen.
Oh.
One of the other signs said something about not being allowed in college. That sort
Great.
Of thing. Shouldn't be in college. One witness said it was just really misogynistic stuff.
Were they really campus preachers?
Yeah.
Oh, right wing guys. Okay.
Oh yeah.
No, women can't go to college or do what? Oh, they should be in the kitchen.
Yeah, they belong in the kitchen. They shouldn't be in college, that sort of thing.
Oh, those guys should be in Congress all representing
Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are they trying to accomplish with that? Who's going to see that sign and be like, you know, I'm going to talk to these guys?
You're right.
Right. You know what they're doing, Nick.
I don't want to go to college.
Tell me what they're doing, Nick.
Owning the libs?
Yeah.
Well, the video shows one of the female students in a blue T-shirt just going off on one of the preachers and kicking his ass.
Good.
Physically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
She knocks him over and then just starts pounding on him.
Oh, I got to see the video.
Oh, it's great. The cops get involved pretty quickly, but still, she is upset at what she sees. She hits the sign and then just goes after the guy. Has to step over some other woman that has fallen over in the melee to get at him, but it's just fantastic. She apparently is able to get him in a headlock, pushes him over, and punching him repeatedly while other students are just looking.
No, you know what would be great is they completely ignored these people, because that's what they want. They just want to trigger somebody and evoke some sort of reaction.
You're right, though.
But he's got to get beat up to own the libs. Well, I guess he's got to get beat up.
Then he can be the victim.
You're right, Todd.
And then he's the victim.
You're right, Todd. But you know what? If you're a woman, that's going to piss you off.
I suppose.
And I don't blame the woman for going after the guy physically. Screw that dude, douchebag. You know, religious zealot crap. Beat the hell out of him.
Melee is a great word.
All right. Yeah.
Not as good as kerfuffle.
Yeah. Yeah, only Craig can pull off kerfuffle.
Yeah, but this was more than a kerfuffle.
And I'm looking. Yep.
It was a straight up beatdown.
You had to sign in to confirm your age for this one, even.
Oh no, I don't know. It didn't make me do that.
Yeah, maybe it did.
It didn't make me do that either. It looked like it was going to make me do that, then it didn't.
It's making me do that, so I'll look at it later.
Yeah.
I'm not 18.
Apparently, Five Finger Death Punch made an appearance, sort of, on Jeopardy. Under the category numerical entertainment.
46.
The clue was.
Finger death punch.
The clue
46
was.
46 finger death punch.
That would have fit. The clue was groove metal band and with a blank space in front of finger death punch.
Oh, really?
Category probably had something to do with five.
Yeah.
No.
It was numerical entertainment.
Oh, numerical. Okay. Yeah.
Get that finger all up in there.
So it was Five Finger Death Punch.
So, is five?
Yeah, Matchbox 20.
Right.
They probably the whole list. Okay.
Maroon 5, Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down.
It doesn't have to be music. Is it? Did you say musical?
Yeah.
What did I
say? Numerical entertainment.
Entertainment.
So it could be movies, too. Right. TV shows.
All those.
Right.
Whatever you consider entertainment.
They probably went with eight heads in a duffel bag.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
Four weddings and a funeral.
30 Brock.
Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings will be sharing
46.
Hosting duties.
You said duty.
On Jeopardy throughout the end, or at least through the end of the year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Todd.
I do. I watch.
I know, but once Alex died, nobody cares.
That Ken Jennings is
made more news since then.
Like what he's done is impressive though, because he's the only person that's really like turned being a contestant on Jeopardy into a career with that show.
Right. King nerd, man. Good for him.
Oh, here's another beatdown, but the wrong way. Hostess at a restaurant in New York City's Upper West Side said she was shocked when three diners attacked her after she asked to see their vaccination cards before letting them into her restaurant.
By the way,
now, here's the deal. That's the law.
Yeah.
That's the rule there.
Right.
You got to be vaccinated. And so when you go into these places, you're asked, I need to see your vaccine card. And so these three women who were visiting from Texas.
Oh, yeah. You got to.
Broke the hostess's necklace. And they started to beat down on this worker.
Yeah, there's a douchebag that's on Fox, which is, by the way, all of them. But you'd recognize the guy. I think he's a morning guy. He used to be on CNN, but then I found out he was a right-wing douchebag and took a job with Fox. He walked out of a New York City restaurant when they asked him for that. It's New York City, and that's the rules. My daughter was in St. Louis for to see Harry Styles, and I texted her card because she didn't have it physically on her. I said, that was in our safe. And I texted her a picture of her card, and they checked cards there. That was an arena.
Good.
And I go, how was it? Because we just held your phone out and showed them your card, and you walked in.
Well, that Fox guy was just trying to make a scene then. That's the law. You know they're going to
ask. Of course you made a scene, yeah. I wish there was a place in this town that asked for vaccination cards, because I would go there.
Exactly.
I go to a lot of places anyway, restaurants at least, but I will not. I would physically go there more for that reason. And say thank you. You know.
That's not going to happen, though.
Not in this state.
No.
But that was an arena, Harry Styles. I mean, that was like the hockey arena. And I saw pictures of it was packed. So they probably put 18,000 people in that place. And they were all vaccinated.
Did they do the vaccination or COVID test or just vaccination?
I don't know, because she's vaccinated. They wore masks, too. Everybody in the, you know, or a mask.
Yeah, a lot of those places are vaccination card or negative
hours.
Test
yeah.
in the last 72 hours.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Jason London?
No.
Jason London.
I'd have to have a mask on when Harry Styles is on stage because my tongue will be out the whole time.
Yeah.
You know?
Flapping in the breeze.
I would just be freaking out so bad.
It would be the only thing out.
It's so hot.
You don't want everybody to see you drooling?
Jason London and his brother, the other one is Jeremy London. They're the two dudes. One of them was in Days of Confused. And the other
Jason.
One, and that was Jason.
Jason
They're
London.
They're twins, right.
He was Pink Floyd. He was the football star, Randall Pink Floyd in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. And his brother's a famous actor, too. They've been around forever, yeah.
Jason.
One of them's got an alcohol problem, right?
Jason was so drunk, he swerved off a road and crashed his car several times. He had to be arrested late Tuesday night about 11:30 in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, cops found him behind the wheel of an 2010 Nissan Maxima that was on fire and stuck in a ditch.
He was probably heading to get Aerosmith tickets.
His passenger was standing near the car. London's passenger was standing near the car, which had sustained heavy damage on the passenger side. London claimed that someone had sideswiped them and run them off the road.
Didn't mean he wasn't drunk.
London also reeked of booze and could barely keep his balance and had slurred speech.
Man.
Cops investigating the scene believe that he swerved off the road, mowed down a sign, got back on the road, and then hit a concrete object before driving into a ditch.
Wait till Coach hears this, man.
He was booked for public intoxication and leaving the scene of an accident.
He's so good in that movie, man.
When they got him to jail, he was so drunk they could not fingerprint him.
That's
because
drunk.
His hands are like,
I don't know what that means.
If you're too drunk to fingerprint. I've never heard that phrase before in my life.
No, nor have I.
Your fingers are too drunk?
Too drunk.
Man, my fingers have been that drunk before.
I thought most of them, don't they have the digital ones now? Or they just, you just got to hold them there and it basically scans your hand?
It was Mississippi. Maybe they had the old-fashioned guy. You know?
He's the drunkest.
This is Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Randall Pink Floyd.
He was sitting in the car while it was on fire?
Let's see here. The passenger was standing near the car. Yeah, he was found behind the wheel.
That's
of the
wasted.
Maxima that was on fire and stuck in a ditch.
Your car's on fire and you're just hanging out.
Well, you might not know.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, we got to light some, our final day here, we got to light some of that
some of the moonshine
fire in front of.
Not here.
Not on a desk full of dry paper?
Yeah, not on a desk full of paper.
I can clear off some space
We soak the carpet with it. I mean, we throw a match as we exit the building.
And walk really slow. I have a video of us.
Yeah.
So, Nick, are you going to try to light the, do the line of fire?
You got a bunch of paper from Dunkin' Donuts sitting there. You got to get rid of those.
Yeah, there's a lot of hazards over here.
Yeah. You got tissues.
Yeah,
I'm starting to think it might not be a good idea.
Well, it's definitely not.
Probably not.
But it also sounds like a lot of fun.
We can't do it at the new place.
Yeah.
No.
So we got to do it here.
Take the moonshine home with you, Nick. Do it at home.
Yeah.
You got time today.
Do it at home.
That's right.
One more time.
Break out the moonshine.
One more time, the target. He's lighting up the house.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
thought we needed more.
It's September, by the way. Our Christmas rant was a couple months early.
Yeah. We'll but the problem is that's when this crap starts.
I know it is. That's it. That's it.
Oh, what are we going to get for this? And I don't, like, once you get to the day, I'm fine.
Right.
It's all the BS leading up to it.
There you go.
I'm like, oh, do we have a list for this? You know, what are we going to get for the dogs? I'm like, they don't know it's Christmas.
They don't.
Imagine how pissy it's going to be 2 months from now.
Yeah, we'll be in the thick of it.
I know. And it's going to be crappy outside.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And some of our teams will have lost a lot of football games by then.
Oh, yep.
So, yeah, just enjoy the ride into the fall, folks.
It could be any of us. We don't know. I mean, any of us could turn for the worst. Well, unless you're a college fund, it's pretty easy. We know who's going to that. Because my team will be okay. Todd's team will be okay. You might have trouble.
Hell, the Hogs are even having a good year.
Yeah. Huskers might have trouble this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got your Chiefs, though.
The team I root for is surrounded in false optimism.
Yeah.
The Chiefs?
No.
Let's hope it's the Chiefs.
Now, that could all change this weekend, Nick.
I retweeted that photo. It's going out right now.
Just one Saturday away
from
getting it on track.
They're like, anything can happen. Yeah.
It shows eight people that were busted for stealing catalytic converters. And one of the photos is that photo of Aaron Rodgers after the press conference.
Looks like he fits right in.
It's perfect. I tweeted out. Check it out at TNT Radio Empire. Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Women are TikTok new trend, a new trend on the TikTok. And apparently women are removing their IUDs at home and documenting the process on video, like a DIY tutorial.
Really?
Whoa. Get that finger all up in there.
That's Todd doing his own tutorial.
That's what you have to do, isn't it?
Yeah, the IUDs.
Doctors say don't do it at home. Don't do it yourself.
Yeah.
It's way up in there.
They say it's possible for women to remove their IUDs at home, but don't do it. It's not safe. IUDs and, you know, these things, a form of contraception inserted into the uterus to prevent pregnancy. One user gave four reasons why she decided to remove the device at home.
It sounds a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't know. What, taking it out?
Yeah.
You know how you do that?
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Am I right?
I think you're pretty right there.
I'm right, yeah.
TikTok is insane.
It is.
One user gave four reasons why she decided to remove the device at home. Decreased libido, exhaustion and brain fog, constipation, and, she said most importantly, she didn't want to pay $300 to get it removed professionally.
Nice beaver.
Aside from the fee, I have all those symptoms. No IUD. You know, rotating, maybe not the constipation
so
much.
Just a device. Does it do all sorts of weird stuff to your body?
IUD insertions and removals can be a painful process, and the thought of pulling the strings of the device and forcibly removing it is enough to make most people cringe. But doctors and other medical professionals say DIY removals can be dangerous since you're going in blind, they say.
Right.
One obstetrician told NBC News
46.
That while removing one's IUD may be more safe than unsafe, it's better to do it in a controlled environment. When they take it out in the office, everything is visualized as you are doing it more or less blindly at home.
Yeah,
plus, if it's embedded in the muscle layer of the uterus, which can happen, it can cause a lot more bleeding, a lot more pain. It can bring the uterus down with it, which is not something that one would want.
That's a gigantic side effect.
A lot of times you do stories.
Collapsing uterus,
where guys are grabbing their junk, and I think women are grabbing their uterus right now,
as you described.
Professionals know the right amount of force to use while pulling out the device. Excessive pulling can lead to tearing, bleeding, or become a more emergent issue if the IUD were to become lodged into different parts.
I'm grabbing my uterus now.
Right now.
There you go. So do not remove your IUDs at home.
Get that finger all up in there.
There has to be a team of people at TikTok that like monitor what's going on, and they just got rid of the milk crate thing. Now they got kids stealing stuff from school. Now they got girls just ripping their IUDs out. Like, what would you do?
You're right. It's all the dancing. Oh, IUD. Take it out. Take it out.
They can't control society.
Right. No.
Do we get to see it?
It just amplifies the stupidity.
Yeah, when you said women are removing, I was hoping you were going to say clothing.
Yeah. Well, they got to have their pants off to reach in there.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get your...
Well, you could have a dress.
You can't go in if you ain't
got the front door open.
Or you ain't going in elbow deep with your jeans on.
You could have a cute little sundress on and do it that way.
Well, I never thought about that.
Yeah, if your pants aren't there, what's going to catch the uterus?
I never thought of a cute little sundress, and I love those.
That was the best last segment in this studio
ever. We did. Best segment.
I would say best
segment.
That's
a wrap on
your show. Out of 9 years, I think that was the best one ever.
Yeah. Wrapping it up with
mission accomplished, fellas.
Ripping out your IUDs. We're back live Monday. It's going to sound the same. We're just going to be in a different place. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Download a podcast. Go see Nick again this weekend.
Yeah, Nebraska Brewing Company in Omaha tonight. Gold Slipper and Dunlap tomorrow night. And then I'm in Kansas Friday, October 1st at Barleycorn's in the Red Shed in Hutchinson.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas.
Hope your team loses this weekend, except for mine. And a lot of your teams will lose. And that's good. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.